Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. In today's program, you can hear the news, calendar of the day, to proceed then with the Monday's features, cultural activities of the week, and finally a sports roundup. The main stories. The international credit rating agency Moody's has changed Albania's perspective from stable to positive in the last revision published on April 19, 2024. The positive perspective reflects the possibility of a better fiscal scenario than expected, which could result in a sustainable improvement of Albania's fiscal strength. The agency states that Albania maintained macroeconomic stability through three consecutive shocks during the recent times, including the 2019 earthquake, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the 2022 energy crisis. The agency estimates that the ratio of public debt to GDP returned to a stable downward trajectory in 2022, fully offsetting the increase in debt over the period 2019-2021. Moody's expects the debt-to-GDP ratio to drop to 56.3% during 2024 from 59.2% in 2023. Further, Moody's expects the debt-to-GDP ratio to maintain on a steady downward trajectory this year thanks to the expected primary surpluses and a stable GDP growth. Moody's expects the authorities to comply with the fiscal rules set out in the organic budget law, which include a primary balance not lower than zero and a reduction of the public debt to GDP ratio every year until it reaches 45% of the GDP. Albania reports increased crackdown on human trafficking and a faster and more effective coordination. Albanian Deputy Minister of Interior Romina Kuko participated in the OSCE conference held in Vienna, Austria, against human trafficking, where it was reassessed the action method against the phenomenon. In this important meeting, special attention was given to the protection of minors, especially their protection in the online sphere. With the presence of over 800 experts from OSCE participating states, governments, civil society, business, and academia, an agreement was reached on a more aggressive trajectory regarding the fight against the trafficking in human beings. Within the frame of the meeting of the Union of Road Transporters for the countries of Southeast Europe and the Black Sea, which was held in Albania under the auspices of Albanian Association Analtir, 50 representatives of the road transport and regional logistics sector visited the port of Durrës. The visitors were hosted by the head of Durrës Port Authority, Piero Vengu, who presented the technical capacities and the nature of the operations in Durrës and Porto Romano. Special attention was paid to the strategic road, rail and port investments currently underway in Albania along the Blue Corridor and Corridor 8, which will improve the country's logistical connection with the region and halve the time of transporting of the goods from the Adriatic to the Black Sea. Managers and experts of the General Directorate of Customs participated in the activity on the presentation of the project Adria Customs, which aims at strengthening cooperation between the customs administrations of the Adriatic in the fight against smuggling, counterfeit goods, and illegal trafficking. The project, funded by OLAF, European Anti-Fraud Office, and the Italian Customs and Monopoly Agency, involves the exchange of best practices among the Albanian, Italian, Slovenian, Croatian, and Montenegrin customs administrations. In the framework of this project, an exchange of experience between the customs administrations of the Port of Durrës and Port of Bari and Ancona and Trieste, Italy, and the port of Bar in Montenegro will take place. The chargé d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy to Tirana, David Wisner, and the chief of the Office of the Public Relations, Chad Twitty, met with the 11th group of the LEAD Albania program, an initiative of the Albanian American Development Fund, AIDF. Modeled after the White House Fellow Program, LEAD Albania offers young professionals the opportunity to work in important roles within Albanian government institutions. During the meeting, Wisner shared leadership insights from his experience with the U.S. State Department Foreign Service. He emphasized the importance of communication, teamwork, and vision in a focused discussion about leadership skills. Radio Tirana with the news. The EU warns of consequences for Kosovo if it does not implement the agreement of the Association of Municipalities with a Serbian majority as part of the agreements reached through dialogue with Serbia. The EU spokesperson, Peter Stano, added that Serbia and Kosovo will face the consequences if they do not implement the agreements reached. In the history of dialogue, we have a number of anniversaries. Not long ago, we marked the first anniversary of the Ohrid Agreement, and in the case of this agreement, we have made it clear that implementation is the key, which also applies to other agreements. They must be implemented. The issue of the association is one of the essential and urgent issues, and the EU, together with the international partners, we have been and remain clear with Kosovo that they must implement it, because failure to do so implies consequences, said Stano. Prime Minister of Kosovo Albin Kurti has stated that the results of the voting process in the north of the country showed that there is no will to remove the mayors of the four municipalities. Kurti emphasized the government's efforts to fight crime and smuggling as he called for the removal of the measures imposed by the EU, which were related to the process of removing the four mayors. The possibility of the removal of the current mayors and the holding of elections for removal were key criteria of the measures against Kosovo by the European Union. These unjust measures, after today's vote, must be removed as soon as possible, wrote Kurti last evening in Facebook's social network. The U.S. Embassy to Kosovo has commented on the failure of the voting process for the removal or not of the Albanian mayors in the four municipalities in the north after the call of the Serbian list and the official Belgrade for a boycott by the citizens. A spokesman of the U.S. Embassy said that vote was called for as a result of successful citizen initiative efforts within the existing legal framework and validated by the Central Election Commission. He said that the U.S. position on Kosovo remains clear and unchanged. We support Kosovo's diverse, inclusive, multi-ethnic democracy and the free, fair, and legitimate elections that support it. We understand from international observation teams that there was extremely low voter turnout. Therefore, there is no decision by the voters to recall the mayors. The mayors of the municipalities in the country were elected and remain in place according to the legal framework of Kosovo, concluded the spokesperson of the U.S. Embassy in Pristina. The Supreme Commander of the NATO forces in Europe and the Commander of the European Command of the U.S. Army, Christopher Cavoli, said that NATO has decided to increase the reserve forces within the framework of KFOR in Kosovo and EU4 Althea in Bosnia and Herzegovina. He said in a hearing before the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee on April 11th that at least two focused missions have been launched to gather more information and better understanding of the events in Kosovo and Bosnia-Herzegovina. After doing the full audit of KFOR, we came to the conclusion that we need not only more forces but also stronger forces. This process is ongoing. We will bring more heavy equipment in the field as well as more people, General Cavoli stated. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more detailed information, you can refer to our page at rti.rtsh.al. Next to come in the program, calendar of the day. April the 22nd is the International Earth Day. On April the 22nd, 1913, the Ottoman forces abandoned the castle of Rozafa in Shkodër, which was also their last stronghold in the Balkans. The castle remained in the hands of Esat Pasha Toptani, who on the same day signed the capitulation agreement and handed over Rozafa Castle to the Montenegrins, which had to abandon the castle very soon due to the Austria-Hungarian pressure. On April the 22nd, 1917, Kahraman Uli, Albanian teacher and personality, was born in Skrapar. In 1961, he was rector of the University of Tirana. He lived a busy life with activity and work until he passed away at the age of 58. On April the 22nd, 1918, Ibrahim Kodra was born in Isham of Durrës, a painter, professor, personality of contemporary world and of the Italian painting. The year 1947 defined the recognition of Kodra in the world. In 1979, he was awarded the Gold Medal of Art, Science and Literature by the French Academy. Kodra has been described as the primitive of a new civilization. For the first time, he came to Albania in 1977. In April 1996, in a special ceremony in Tirana together with Ismail Kadare and Ernesto Sabato, he was awarded the High Order, Honor of the Nation. This Albanian personality of the world art passed away on February the 7th, 2006, in Milan, where he had lived for 30 years. On April the 22nd, 1920, over 30,000 residents of central Albania gathered in a rally against the anti-Albanian policy. They asked the peace conference gathered in Sanremo not to violate the independence and the territorial and integrity of Albania. This is Radio Tirana. That was Calendar for April the 22nd.
Me ty kohën dali atje në altar. Asnjë ditë me ty s'është njësoj. Mi ke të jetës si me ty të kanë. Diamant që sa vjen e ndriçon. Dhe kështu ky udhëtimi jon. Pak nga pak dashurin zbulon. Brenga dhe fitoret me ty i kam dar. Muzgun dhe mëngjeset bashkë kemi par. Grua zemran në torta jam. Ti dorsove për një rrug të re. Të tjera jetë prej të jerë dhe në këtë jetë. Grua zemrën në dorë ta ja. Uroj që kjo këngë frymën të ta marë. Arend e papritjes shpesoj. Të ka diamant që sa vjen e ndriçon. Dhe kështu kërëtimi jo. Pak nga pak që rinë zbulon. Brenga për fitoret me ty i kam da. Në dorë ta ja. Ondra ti dorësove për një rrug të re. Të tjera jetë prej të lërë dhe në këtë jetë. Grua zemrën në dorë ta mbaj. Dhe një herë të gjë. Gjitur timbaj.
Fitore për ty i kam dar. Muzu dhe mëngjeset bashkë kemi pa.
Grua zemrën në dorë ta ja. Grua zemrën në dorë ta mbaj.
Radio Tirana. Culture Activities. Funky Jason Night, Three Magical Days at the New Bazaar. The new bazaar in the capital brought on the dates of 19, 20th and 21st of April a unique experience, which only Funky Days and Nights offers: three full days and nights dedicated to music, food, art and culture. Funky Days and Nights brought an extraordinary experience combining music, food, art and culture into a single event. For those who wanted to immerse themselves in a retro atmosphere, the special surprises presented with the mesmerizing sounds of the most beloved artist of the moment made them feel like they were in another time. This activity not only transformed the new bazaar as a hub for tourists, but also influenced the perception of Tirana for three full days and nights. Artists and DJs were the engines of the mesmerizing rhythms, while recreational activities created unforgettable moments for all attendees, from children to adults. Albania at the Venice Biennale with Ilva Lulashi, Love as a Glass of Water. This weekend marked one of the most important events in the global art scene. The 16th edition of the International Art Exhibition Biennale di Venezia, the Albanian Pavilion, was represented by Ilva Lulashi with the project Love as a Glass of Water. The macro theme of this edition of the Venice Biennale, April 20th, November 24th, is Strangers Everywhere, and comes under the artistic direction of Brazilian curator Adriano Pedrosa. The topic Ilva deals with is triggered by the glass of water theory, which belongs to the period before the Russian Revolution and is related to the revolutionary feminist thinker Alexandra Kollontai. It is a theory related to the idea of the sexual revolution, where impulses are seen as a simple human need to be fulfilled with the ease of drinking a glass of water. With a very large influence in Russian artistic and literary circles, these ideas began to be hindered and persecuted by the revolutionary political apparatus. Ilva Lulashi was born in Albania, but educated in Venice, in this city that brings together young people and artists from all over the world, where cultures intermingle. Lulashi's painting is also a stratification of the Albanian school with its artistic journey in Venice. European Union Prize for Literature 2024. Rita Petro, one of the candidates. Albanian writer Rita Petro is one of the 13 candidates for this year's European Union Prize for Literature. Petro competes in this edition with the novel Born Cantankerously. Established in 2009, this prize is a literary award of the European Union. Its aim is to recognize writers from across Europe, promote the circulation and translation of literature among European countries, and highlight the creativity and diversity of the continent. The winners of the prize are promoted throughout Europe and beyond online, in libraries and at book fairs. Some of the Albanian writers who have been honored by the EUPL, European Union Prize for Literature, are Ben Blushi for Othello, The Arab of Laura, Rudy Erebara with The Epic of the Morning Stars, Tom Kuka for The Flames, Shpëtim Selmani for The Book of Love, and Ag Apolloni for The Red Feathered Head, A Tale for Grown-Ups. Art Biennale in Venice, the Albanian-Mexican installation surprises in the Mexico Pavilion. The work titled Once We Leave the Country, We Always Come Back at the Venice Art Biennale 2024, created by Eric Meyenberg and Gentian Doda with a Mexican-Albanian artistic team, surprises in the Mexico Pavilion. The news announced by the Minister of Economy, Culture and Innovation, Blendi Gungia, in a post on social networks. A video installation that presents the Doda family, the Albanian family that has immigrated to Italy for 13 years, in an idyllic and nostalgic moment that plays with the concept of eternal return among objects eroded by time. The poetic film, accompanied by sculpture works by the Mexican artist Eric Meyenberg and the choreographic intervention on the reliefs of a time by Gentian Doda, created an absorbing and unforgettable experience for those present. That's all about culture activities. Radio Tirana. The last feature for today is Sports Roundup. Last Monday was a golden day for the red and black athletics, as two Albanian athletes dominated the Niksic half marathon in Montenegro. In this difficult half marathon, which is characterized by roads with considerable disleveling, and the two Albanian athletes, Luisa Gega and David Nicoli, were ranked first in their respective genders. This result is quite important for Luisa Gega, as it is at a delicate moment of the season, which culminates in July at the Olympic Games to be held in Paris. As known, Gega has started the year quite well after receiving two gold medals at the Balkan Indoor Championships in Istanbul. As for this race, the red and black athlete made the difference after the 14th kilometer by crossing the finish line 3 minutes ahead of the closest follower. While David Nicoli, Balkan champion in the discipline of 3,000 meters in Novi Bazar, Serbia in 2017, returns triumphantly as red and black, being declared Balkan champion in the 21st kilometer race half marathon. Women's National Basketball Championship, Tirana leads the duel with Partizani to the third challenge. The top level of Women's National Basketball Championship, the first category, has continued its journey of the title playoffs, as on 15th in Shkodra and the 16th of April in the capital, the second leg matches of the semifinals were played. Thus, after winning the first duel at home against Lasnia, Flamurtari continued to win, with a score of 58-40 in the match held on at the Kazim Dervishi Sports Palace in Shkodra, and managed to close the issue of advancing to the final in two matches. Meanwhile, in the other duel, Tirana had lost by just 2 points the first match at home against Partizani, but continued to win in the same manner in the return match played on 16th of April. In the match held in the main hall of the Aslan Rusi Sports Palace in the capital, the team coached by Mirza Ali Begai won both the first and second quarters with just 1 point advantage, namely 18-17 and 13-12, thus going into the halftime leading 31-29. But Partizani emerged as a different team from the dressing rooms, limiting Tirana to just 10 points scored in the third quarter, despite the 18 points scored by the Capitals' red and blacks, making Erta Bujari's team lead after half an hour of play with a score 47-41. However, Tirana did not give up, as they fought hard in the fourth and final quarter, winning it by 9 points, 20-11, and thus turning everything around, as they won the entire match 61-58.